Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Abraham was convinced of God's promise that future generations of his offspring would live in the land where he and Sarah would be buried. The purchase of a field and a cave at a highly inflated price shows Abraham's confidence. He is investing in land that would one day belong to his descendants. By expressing confidence in the land promise, he is also showing confidence in what God's promise really stood for. Why did Abraham live in a tent? Why did Abraham live as an alien in the land of Canaan? The author of Hebrews tells us it was because he looked for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker was God. The real promise was not a piece of real estate over in Palestine. That was just the down payment on the promise. God was promising Abraham something far more. Abraham understood the promise of a land to be a promise of heaven, the heavenly Canaan, the city with foundations whose builder and maker is God. Abraham was so confident of God's promise, it transferred over into his thinking about his son and his wife. Remember what the author of Hebrews also says about how Abraham thought of Isaac. As Abraham is getting ready there, and we are told in Hebrews chapter 11, he's getting ready to sacrifice his son. How did he think about the expected chain of events? The thought is going through his mind, and he has full confidence in it. If I go through with this, and I'm committed to going through with this, my son is going to die, and God is going to raise him from the dead and give him back to me. That was Abraham's logic. And it gave him confidence to do what he almost did, and would have if God had not stopped him. He was confident God could raise the dead. Another way Abraham's faith takes on form is confidence in the process of purchasing a piece of land where his wife can be buried. Abraham had some kind of concept of a resurrection, and if God could raise Isaac from the dead, he could, and he would someday, do the same for Sarah. We can learn a number of things from this scene in Abraham's life, and they go against the grain of contemporary methods for dealing with death. Grief is expected and proper. When a loved one leaves this life and goes to the next, when one of our loved ones or close friends dies, grief is expected, and it is proper, but it is not the last word. Our grief is not the last word. Death is hard, but death is not the end. Burial shows proper respect for someone made in God's image. Some of the methods used for dealing with those who have died these days are not many steps, if any, above discarding a body on the dump as they used to do outside the city of Jerusalem. When we turn our loved one to compost, which is one of the more up-and-coming methods of dealing with dead people, when we turn dead bodies to compost, how is that presented? We are basically giving them back to the earth. Burial shows proper respect for someone made in the image of God. It also shows confidence more is yet to come. And God, not sin and death, God, will have the last word. A really good thing. For the living, life goes on. For the believer, we have things to accomplish for Christ and his kingdom. Yes, our loved one has gone on before. Apparently, God is satisfied they have completed their work here on earth. We are still here, which means we have things yet to accomplish. We have a purpose in being here, and we have things to accomplish for Christ and his kingdom. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.